A proposal from House Republicans would end or phase out the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy tax credits meant to incentivize the transition away from fossil fuels. More than $5 billion in private clean energy investment has been announced in Wisconsin since the law was passed in 2022, but only around $3 billion of that has been spent. That's according to data from MIT and a policy analysis company. Emily Pritzko is with the Wisconsin Building Trades Council. She says gutting the incentives would lead to job losses.
This wouldn't just be canceling clean energy projects. They'd be canceling opportunities for thousands of our members.
A report from the Libertarian Cato Institute says the climate law's subsidies are much more expensive than initial estimates showed. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.